business news now from Petula Martin.
Thanks, Mary. IKEA's Ballymun store in Dublin is the company's best performing by revenue in the world. The Swedish furniture store has announced a 16.5% increase in sales in Ireland to €252 million in its 2023 financial year. Marcia Smith is deputy CEO of IKEA Ireland and UK. She joins us this morning. You're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning.
I'm saying IKEA, but it's pronounced IKEA in Sweden.
It is, but we say IKEA here, so okay. You're saying it right.
Okay, that's fine. IKEA has seen growth across the board in Ireland. What is it about Irish customers and the Irish market that has seen IKEA doing so well here?
I mean, I think customers still love coming to the store, the main store in Ballymun, but we've also done a lot to increase accessibility, opening plan and order points across the country, also opening collection points across the country. But I think the main reason is the co-workers that we have working for IKEA are incredible. And thankfully, thanks to our loyal customers, it seems like it's been another successful year for us.
IKEA is built on low prices. Was it challenging to keep prices low given cost pressures over the past year or so?
Yeah, I think it's definitely been a bumpy year from a price increase perspective. We saw material price increases, transport price increases, but thankfully they're coming down now. And so, every time we get those reductions, we're passing them on to customers as quickly as possible.
Did you absorb any prices?
We did. I mean, I think we definitely tried to hold the increases at bay. Of course, some of them, they're impossible to absorb, but low price is really important to us. We know that customers really want, they trust that they're going to get the lowest prices when they come to IKEA, and we want to maintain that position.
There is a housing and rental crisis here in Ireland. Now, the design of your furniture takes that into account, takes account of people's living situation. Can you explain how you do that?
Yeah, so we do a lot of research into Irish homes, looking at how people live and looking at the challenges that they have within their home. So, for example, we know that often people are living in smaller spaces than they want to be. So storage becomes incredibly important. So one of the things that we try and show when you come into the store is, for example, how you can use the whole of the wall for storage and not just the footprint that you see on the floor. So we really take into account some of those challenges and show you how you can use our product range to solve them.
IKEA only introduced an online offering 5 years ago. It's done extraordinarily well. You sold more sofas online than in store.
Yes, I think that was an amazing statistic. But I think it just shows that, you know, you need to be able to provide customers solutions for however they want to shop. And I think it's been amazing to see the growth of online. And it just means that there is that possibility that, you know, if you don't want to travel to the store, you can just, from the comfort of your own home, go online and place an order.
And you have a deal with Tesco, is that right?
We do. So we've 11 locations across the country where you can go to Tesco's, do your grocery shopping, and then pick up your IKEA goods from the car park.
And then plan and order points, did that boost business?
Yeah, so we have 4 plan and order points open now. And that means that you can go into one of the plan and order points, you can meet with an interior designer, plan a dream kitchen, a dream bedroom. And that's definitely helped us because it's meant we've increased our accessibility across the country.
And any plans for any more plan and order points?
Yes, we see huge potential success with them. We'll be announcing another 2 locations in February, and the intention is that we will just continue to grow that format so that we really are present in all parts of the country.
730 people work with IKEA Ireland. Your retention rate is high. Why are people staying?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. We did a €1.8 million investment in our people last year, but it's more than that. I think it's about actually working with co-workers. We've done a lot of work on flexibility. We actually sat down with every single co-worker and talked to them about their needs. And, you know, we've done a lot of adjustments because of that. And it can be something as simple as, you know, you had a shift pattern that meant you were working on a Thursday. Your son was going to the GAA. You needed to not work Thursdays. And we've made that adjustment for co-workers and they've really appreciated it. So I think that's largely why people are choosing to stay now. It's a fantastic company to work for.
We'll be hearing from COP28 later on the programme. What does IKEA do to promote sustainability?
Yeah, I mean, it's a hugely important topic for us. I think originally Flatpak came out of not wanting to have any waste. So even when our products are designed, we always, from the very beginning when we're designing them, we think about, okay, in the future, how can they be reused? How can they be refurbished? And eventually, how can they be recycled? So it's actually designed into the product from the very beginning. And also now we have a new service where if you're living with a product that, you know, maybe you've decided, okay, I don't want that bookcase, I want a different bookcase now, you can bring it back into the store. We will refurbish it and then we will put it into our reshop area that you can come along and purchase it for a lower price. So giving products a second life is really important for us.
Marcia Smith, Deputy CEO of IKEA Ireland and UK, thank you very much for coming on the programme.